Just a little longer. A little longer. Yes, sweetie. Keep going. Keep going. Please, please, please. Yeah. I know you're close, but no, not. Stay inside me. Stay inside and keep going. Please. Please, please, please. I'm almost there. Oh, hey, that's okay. Of course, I understand. I know you can't help yourself when I wear these stockings. That's what you said last time, too. I'm fine. Really, I'm good. Better than good. Great, in fact. Just... I'm just tired. Yeah, I guess you did wear me out. You're amazing, and you make me feel amazing, but it is late, and I really could use some sleep. No, you should go home. I know you have a busy day tomorrow. You're gonna wanna, you know, get ready at your own place with your own stuff and your own shower. And I make lousy coffee, so your shirt is over there. Near my shoes and panties. Careful, don't trip. Underwear and ankles are a bad combination. Your pants are on the chair. By the window. Hey, did it swing open again? It happened earlier this evening when I was getting dressed. And last time you were here, come to think of it. The latch must be broken. Pull it closed for me, will you? Thanks, my hero. Okay. Yes, I'll call you tomorrow. No, not in the morning. After work. Okay, at lunch. No, I can't meet for lunch. I have that thing. That presentation. You've got your keys and your wallet and everything? Last time you had to come back. Yes? Good. Okay. I adore you too. Okay, good night. Good night. Just close the door behind you and it'll lock. Yes, good night. Oh my god. Could he be more boring? This is the guy I obsessed over for the better part of a year. The guy I fantasized about. The guy who made me confess my feelings to some fake-ass dime store witch. I'm smarter than that. How my shoes are smarter than that. And now it's like he's obsessed with me. Me and these damn stockings. He always wants me to wear them. When we go out, when we stay in, when we... fuck. Why do I have such a hard time saying that word? What did the witch call me? Poor proper thing? Fuck. Pussy, cunt! Ha! There. Not that the fucking is exactly the magical, mind-blowing experience I hoped. What is it about boys? They get laid for the first time and decide, hey, that worked. Why change anything? They spend 1,000 hours leveling up on a computer game or learning a layup, but when it comes to sex, hey, I got it up. What more do I need to do? I can't believe I'm getting off less now than I was when I was just fantasizing about him. I'm still horny. Fuck. Okay, so let's do something about it. The witch said I was modern and aware of my needs, just a little uncomfortable with them. Well, I don't have to be. I can take matters into my own hands and... oh, wait, what time is it? Almost midnight. I have to get these stockings off. Hold on. Why do I have to do anything? Because some con woman sold me overpriced lingerie? Come to think of it, I don't actually remember how much I paid for them. Still, it's all mumbo-jumbo, right? Magic has rules. Yeah, sure, I don't see a lot of magic here. Although, these stockings do feel amazing. Quickie McSquirty is right about that. Everywhere they touch feels just a little electric. What did the witch say? Spun from cobwebs and spider silk, filled with the power of darkness, the tingle of what's forbidden. Funny how I can remember everything she said. She really was beautiful. when she suggested that she wear the stockings and have me touch her, that was... that was... Oh. Whoa, what am I doing? I've never fantasized about a woman before. Especially not some grifter pretending to be a witch. Oh, I must be desperate. Hey, did that window swing open again? How is it doing that? Let me pull it shut. There. Good thing I'm 4 stories up. It would take Spider-Man to get in the back alley wall. I bet he'd fuck me. Spider-Man meets spider stockings. I bet that witch would fuck me too. Why do I keep thinking about her? She was a faker and oh so superior and smug. Don't let this gorgeous young body fool you, dear. Like she has all this experience and confidence and only looks my age, all hot and sexy and the way she smiled at me like I was a snack and that look in her eyes when she told me I was pretty and that kiss. Wait, what? What kiss? She didn't kiss me, and I sure didn't kiss her. I mean, did I? Weird that I remember everything about being in that shop right up until the end. Then I was home trying on the stockings and dreaming up excuses to get McSquirty to touch them, and he did. Now it's like he's all fucked and I'm not. Well, fine. Fuck them both. I can say that. Fuck them both. I'm going back to getting myself off. I'm going to stretch out on my bed and finger fuck myself. I'm not even going to take off my stockings. It's 11:59, and I'm going to leave them on. How do you like that for rules, bitch? And they do feel good. All clingy and tight. And if I rub my legs together... rub my feet against each other. Is that what McSquirty feels when I wrap my legs around him? That tingly energy? I'm just gonna rub my thighs through the stockings. Slide my hands up and down the back of my thumbs. Just grazing. Teasing myself. Rubbing my legs together, but not touching where I most want to be touched. What did that witch say? Denial is my aphrodisiac. What if it were her touching me, stroking my thighs, going down on me with that smug little tongue? What if I wrapped my legs around her? How do you like that bitch wrapped up in my webs? Oh, God, I'm so wet. So wet. And my legs are so sticky. Hey, my hands, they're stuck. My feet, I can't pull them apart. My feet are stuck together. My legs, too. The stockings, they've turned sticky. Shit, I'm... stuck to the bed, to the mattress? I can't move. It's like I'm... oh, God, it's like I'm webbed to the bed. My feet and legs, my hands, these stockings, no. The witch said they were made out of spider webs, but not real spider webs. They can't be. Wait, how? They're moving, spreading up my thighs, over my wrists? This isn't happening. They're knitting together, about to touch my... oh, dear Lord, that feels amazing. That tingly energy up against against my pussy. Threads pulling tight against my clit, crawling all over my ass, in my crack. Oh, God, who knew I liked that? Oh, yes. Wait, stop, this is crazy. I'm being webbed up. I gotta get loose, gotta get out. It's up around my hips, so sticky and tight, and so electric. Everywhere the stockings, the webbing touches. It's magic. Shit, that's it. It's magic. Wait, what time is it? 12:01. I broke the rules, and now I'm stuck. I'm... Fuck, I'm stuck. I'm stuck, and I'm going to come. I can't believe it's going to make me come. No, that's the trap. It's tingling, it's making me buck and hump, and that's getting me wrapped tighter. Oh, it feels so good around my skin, up my ass, tight against my cunt. I can't stop moving. Oh, I'm tangled in these gooey threads, and I can't stop moving. Oh, shit. It's up over my belly, my ribs. If it touches my tits, I'll lose it. Oh, I gotta get free. I gotta... please, I gotta... Oh, my tits. Oh, it's wrapping my tits. Not my nipples. Please don't touch my nipples. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. It's gonna make me come. No. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, the web. Oh, it's up over my shoulders. Oh, my throat. How is it doing this? How is it spreading? Oh, my God. There's spiders. Little tiny spiders. Everyone spinning a strand of web? There must be thousands. Oh, I can feel it in my hair. My hair working around the sides of my head. Oh, I can't move. I can't move. Wait. What is that sound? The door? He came back! He must have pretended to forget something again! Hurry, please, hurry! Huh? No, it's not the door. It's the window. Swinging open like before. What is that coming through the window? Oh my God. Is that what's been watching me? Waiting for me to break the rules? It's huge! All those hairy legs, all those eyes. I'm bound up, tight, chest compressed, but I gotta scream. Scream so someone hears me. No! Don't web up my lips, don't web up my mouth, no, please! I have to scream!